With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Environmental groups today sued the state of Montana, attempting to block a mining company's plans to begin exploring for gold and other precious metals in the mountains just north of Yellowstone National Park. Montana's Department of Environmental Quality gave Lucky Minerals approval in July to begin their search for minerals in the Paradise Valley north of Yellowstone. The proposed drill site is on about 8 acres of private land in the mountains southeast of Emigrant. In the lawsuit filed today, Jenny Harbine with Earth Justice says Montana DEQ's study of the environmental impact of the drilling exploration was not extensive enough.
DEQ needed to have evaluated thoroughly not just the impacts of the exploration project, including harm to water quality and wildlife, but also the threats that are posed to the Park County natural resources and economy from full-scale mining.
Earth Justice filed the lawsuit on behalf of Park County Environmental Council and the Greater Yellowstone Coalition in the Montana District Court in Livingston. The suit claims that state officials and the Canadian company Lucky Minerals did not fully comply with the Montana Environmental Policy Act. But Christy Pinozzo, the public policy director for Montana DEQ, says a robust study of the proposed drilling's environmental impact began in 2015.
So we looked at wildlife, soils, vegetation, cultural and historic properties, water quality, geothermal impacts, transportation, socioeconomics, noise, and other impacts, including recreation. We determined that there were no significant impacts. Now, that doesn't mean there aren't any impacts at all. It just means that it doesn't meet the significance criteria determination that's laid out in the Montana Environmental Policy Act.
Pinozzo says Lucky Minerals has promised to remediate the impact of their exploration if and when the company completes the project. Lucky Minerals' plan to search for precious metals in the Emigrant Creek area will include up to 46 exploratory drill holes. The DEQ approved Lucky to drill on the site over the span of 2 years. The state permit allows the company to start drilling as soon as it posts a $150,000 bond. The mining company says the project could yield a world-class size mineral deposit of 1 billion tons. Just under a year ago, then-Secretary of the Interior Sally Jewell walked along the Emigrant Creek to announce a temporary pause on mining projects on federal land in the area.
We all need minerals, and I appreciate that, but the fact that there's minerals here does not mean it's appropriate to mine them. That's not necessarily the highest and best use of these landscapes.
Lucky Minerals site is on private land and not impacted by the temporary mining ban. However, at the time of then-Secretary Jewell's announcement last November, Lucky Minerals Vice President Sean Dykes saw it as an attempt to discourage all mining in the area, something then-Secretary Jewell acknowledged as true. Current Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke also supports the proposal to block new mining claims on federal land in the area north of Yellowstone. A spokeswoman from Zinke's office told the Associated Press last month that Zinke wants to move forward with the proposed 20-year withdrawal of future mining claims in the area, and quote, "some places are too precious to mine," unquote. Lucky Minerals Vice President Sean Dykes did not respond to Montana Public Radio's call this afternoon. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.